gratitude, Lord God. We thank you for the exchange this morning. We declare that you are good, God. Wherever you are, we thank you for joining with us. We ask that you go ahead and put your hearts, your minds, your spirits on the great I am, the Holy One, God our Father. Amen. Amen. Lord, today and this moment is all about you, God. Lord, you are good all the time. You are good. People from every nation declare your goodness, God. Hallelujah. People all over the world can attest. Lord, we worship you, yes, we do, God. Yes. Oh, we cry out before you, Lord. Good and your mercy endureth forever. Let's declare that. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Let's sing that one more time. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
From every nation and tongue, from generation to generation. Hallelujah.
You just declare that your hallelujah belongs to him. You say, deserve it, Lord. You created us to worship you, God. We are yours. And we're so grateful that you are ours, God. Hallelujah. We are in relationship with you, Lord. So your people, your children, we take this time, God, and give you what's due to your name, God. What you've proven yourself to be over and over again. God, our Father, our healer, our way maker, our redeemer, our strong tower. Hallelujah. The righteous run in and they're always safe. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you.
Come on, let's just sing a sweet melody to him. Hallelujah.
Belongs to you.
One more thing.
I'm yours.
I'm yours. I'm
God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Glory to God. We bring you glad tidings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning to those who are before me and to those who are in social media land. We bring you good news and glad tidings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. First off, I would like to acknowledge my man of God, my woman of God, Apostle Huggins, and Pastor V for the opportunity for preaching and teaching opportunity. Glory to God. Glory to God. For you that sit before me this morning and to you that are in social media land, we have a word from the Lord for you this morning. Amen, 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 amen. I want you to do something for me because this is a word that we need to write down so that we can go back and look over the word and search for further revelation from the God in our from our God in our private time. Amen, amen, amen. I'll go ahead and I'll give you the title this morning. And it's a title I found in the body of Christ sometimes have not been so popular. And the Holy Spirit throughout the week as he dealt with me concerning today's message, he says that people take upon the monetary or money aspect of the tithe. But God desired that we have his mind concerning the tithe this morning. And God is not all tied up on the money or the money aspect of the tithe, but what moves God, God seeks, glory to God, is simply obedient children. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go inside of the word, glory to God, and we're going to let the word speak for itself, and we're going to show you that there are some beautiful things that God says within his word concerning the children of God when we are obedient to his word. Amen. Glory to God. And it's through our obedience, glory to God, that we become in alignment with God's word. And once we become in alignment with God's word, glory to God, then we can begin to speak those things or call those things that be not as though they were. We can begin to say that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We can declare and decree that we are blessed in the city and blessed in the field on our way to be a blessing to somebody. But it is through our obedience that God moves on our behalf. Now this morning I want to talk to two types of believers this morning. The Holy Spirit instructed me to share with the believer that brings the tithe to remind them what they have gained, and also to the believer that is a non-tither what they forfeit. Amen, amen, amen. So if you're writing, if you have your notebooks and your pens ready, glory to God, today's lesson is entitled, What is Within the Tithe? Let me say that again, beloved. It says, what is within the tithe? Glory to God. With a subtitle, are we in covenant with God? Amen. Subtitle, are we in covenant with God? Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, every time that I go before the people, I always give a definition of the words that we'll hear throughout the message. Because I always say, how can we fully operate within the word when we don't understand or know what the word really means? So the first word that we'll give you this morning is the word obedience. The word obedience, glory to God. It reads this way, or it is written this way. It says, compliance with an order, request, or submission to another's authority. Let me read it again. It says, compliance with an order, request, or submission to another's authority. Amen, amen, glory to God. The next word is covenant. Listen to me, beloved. Listen to me. The next word is covenant. It reads this way. An agreement which brings about a relationship or commitment between God and his people. I read it again. It is written, an agreement which brings about a relationship or commitment between God and his people. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you so much for preaching and teaching opportunity. God, as we go before your children, God, we ask you now that the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart are acceptable in thy sight. Oh God, you are our strength. You are our redeemer. Father God, we pray that you will make thy tongue of a pen of a ready writer that will write your words on the hearts of your people. Father, we pray that you give us the tongue of the learned that we may speak a word in season to some soul that is weary. Now, Father God, we come against the enemy that will try to hinder the free flow of your word. Satan, the blood of Jesus, curse your very hands. And as the word declares, if Jesus be lifted up from the earth, that he'll draw all men unto himself. Now, Father, we believe, we declare, and we decree that even as your word is going forth, that people are being healed, delivered, and made free. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank you, God. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. If you will, would you please open your Bibles to the book of Malachi? And we will be reading from the New King James Version Bible this morning. Amen, amen, glory to God. Y'all all right? Amen, 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 amen. Malachi chapter 3, beginning at verse 8. Now I want the word to speak for itself this morning, because there are some interesting and beautiful and wonderful things, glory to God, that we're going to hear in our hearing from the Lord, glory to God. I always tell people, I want you to listen, but I don't only want you to listen, but I want you to hear, because it's in our hearing where faith cometh by. The Bible said that faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing by the word of the Lord. Because, see, once we listening is just a sound. But it's when we hear what we listening to is where we gain understanding. And once we understand what we have heard, then we can walk in faith concerning what God's word has said concerning us. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. Let us read, glory to God. We're going to read precept upon precept and line upon line and get an understanding. Amen? Amen, 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 amen. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. It reads this way. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Verse 9. Now, I'm going to come back and I'm going to deal with this portion of this text. Amen. It reads this way. It says, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Next verse. This is what the Lord is instructing us to do. Amen. He says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. He didn't say some. He said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven. This is where we get excited. Watch this. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive it. Next verse. Watch this. Now listen, this is what God says he's going to do if we bring the tithes. Watch this. This is beautiful. And he said it this way. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Watch this. So that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. Let me go. I want to give you a revelation to this. And to the written word. When God says this, watch this. He says, nor shall thy vine fail. But God is saying, and when we are in obedience, whatever we put our hands to shall be blessed. It's impossible. It can't fail. It's impossible to fail. Because God says, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit. Everything that we touch, everything that we put our hands to, because we're in obedience and in alignment with God's word, then it's going to prosper. Let me finish. Watch this. He says, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. Next verse. Watch this. Oh my God, watch this. And all nations will call you blessed. For you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Now watch this. So he didn't say that some, and when he referred to nations, he's saying people. He didn't say just some people, but he said all people. I'm coming to tell you, brothers and sisters, saints of God, children of the kingdom, once we are in alignment with God's word concerning our obedience, according to our obedience, then the nations are going to call us blessed. I'm reminded, I read it to a lot of people, and I talk with a lot of people, and I'm reminded, and I always tell them, I just don't want common grace. Even the world gets common grace. The Bible said that he calls the sun to shine on the righteous as well as the unrighteous, and he calls it to rain on the just as well as the unjust. But if I'm a child of the king, I want God's unmerited favor on my life. And as he says it in verse 12, all nations will call you blessed. People ought to be able to look at your life and know that you're a child of God. I tell people all the time, the best preached message is your life. You don't even have to say a word. But when people look at your life and see God's unmerited favor upon your life, they know that you are a child of God. People will come running asking, what is it that you do to grasp the unmerited favor of God? And we can simply say, it's through obedience through the word of God. Amen, 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 amen. I got three PowerPoints, and I want to share these PowerPoints with you today. And they're very powerful. Glory to God. Our first PowerPoint, which is PowerPoint number one, glory to God. PowerPoint number one, it reads this way if you're writing, glory to God. It says, it's through our obedience God blesses us. Amen, amen. If you will, turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 1. verse 19. And I'm trying to get our thoughts off of the money and get our thoughts on obedience. Amen. Because it's obedience that God blesses his children. Glory to God. And then we're going to go a little bit further, and then we're going to see, glory to God, from the beginning of time, starting with the first man, Adam, God displayed obedience and disobedience before Adam. And we're going to see when Adam was obedient, glory to God, he ate the land. But it's when he was disobedient, glory to God, is where he didn't eat the good of the land. Amen, amen. So if you're there, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, watch this. And I want to give you a revelation to this. Amen, glory to God. It reads this way. It says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Let me read it one more time. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, here is the revelation to this. Come real close, saints. Listen to me. Hear me. I just believe, glory to God, if we have a will, a desire to be obedient to the word of God, that the Holy Spirit, glory to God, will help us to be obedient to the word of God. The Bible says that he's our helper. Jesus even said, ask and it shall be given. Seek, he shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. All we got to do is ask for help from the Holy Spirit to help us be obedient. God is trying to get us blessed. God is trying to get us blessed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me show you an example. Let me show you an example. And I want to call a witness. And what greater witness to call than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Turn with me rather quickly. Turn with me rather quickly to Luke chapter 22. Luke 22. Somebody say word. I'm going to give you some word this morning. Amen. Because it's through the word that we're going to be healed and delivered and made free. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 22, dealing with verses 41 through 43. And this is Jesus, and this is the time that Jesus pray unto God, and he asked God if it be his will to remove the cup from him. But then Jesus go on to say, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. But I want to show you the revelation in this passage where Jesus knows that it is our obedience that God seeks for, and it is our obedience that God move upon. Amen? Amen, amen. Watch this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Glory to God. It says, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw. And he knelt down and prayed. Next verse. Watch this. Saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Watch this. Listen to this. So Jesus said, not my will, not my will. Watch this. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Now watch this revelation. Because of Jesus' obedience, in order to do what God had sent him here to do, watch what happens in the next verse. Go to the next verse. Watch this. Then an angel appeared to him, glory to God, from heaven, strengthening him. I come to tell you, saints, glory to God, when we obey God's word, some right now stuff take place. This is instant. When Jesus says, nevertheless, your will, not my will, but your will be done, then the next verse says, then an angel appeared to him from heaven and strengthening him. Glory to God. God will strengthen us what we need to be strengthened so that we may obey, so that we may operate, so that we may, glory to God, work in obedience to his holy and divine word. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I got to teach this thing. Glory to God. PowerPoint number two. Glory to God. It's written this way. It says, from the beginning, God desired obedient children. Amen. I'll read it again. From the beginning, God desired obedient children. Turn with me quickly to Genesis chapter 2. And we're going to be dealing with verses 15 through 17. I want to show you this. I want to show you this morning because we're dealing with the first man, Adam. And God even gives instructions to Adam, and he's displaying the difference between obedient, pretty much, and disobedience. Amen. Amen. And we do know that God does desire to give us the desires of our heart. But it's going to be through our obedience that God moves on our behalf. Now watch this. Watch this, what it says here. It says, it reads this way. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. Next verse. Now watch this. Watch God give some instructions. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Glory to God. So what he's saying in that passage, he said, everything is good for you to eat. We see it here at the end of that passage. It says, you may freely eat. So everything was good because what? Adam was operating in obedience. Can you see that with me this morning? Now watch this. Now this is where the disobedient part comes in. Glory to God. Go to the next verse. It reads this way. Listen. And here it says, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Glory to God. And we know that even when Adam and Eve ate of that tree, they didn't die physical death, but they suffered a spiritual death because they were what? Disconnected from the Father. And the reason why they was disconnected because of disobedience. As long as they would have stayed obedient to God's word, they would have eaten the good of the land. Amen. Can you see that with me this morning? Amen, 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 amen. Now, I said something earlier. And I want to share this with you because just being spiritually discerned, I know how some believers think. Amen, amen. I want to show you, and I'm going to read PowerPoint 3 in a minute. But I want to share with you because I know how some children of God think. Amen. You know, we said earlier that that you are cursed with the curse. Well, we do know that Jesus has taken the curse away. Amen. But in some cases, how to use that as a result of not to tithe. Amen. I have even had some people to come before me and say, well, the tithe is the law, so we don't have to tithe. I said, no, Jesus didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Now watch this. Let me show you this. Our third PowerPoint reads this way. We are free from the curse, but we must continue to be obedient to God's word. I'll read it again. We are free from the curse, but we must continue to be obedient to God's word. Amen, amen. Turn with me rather quickly to Galatians, the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. I want to read this passage to you because, see, we'll get tricked. We'll get tricked, and we'll say because Jesus died for the curse, we don't have to tithe. We don't have to bring the tithe. Glory to God, because the curse is gone. But if we want God's unmerited favor, we still have to be obedient to the word of God. Now watch this, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to show you what Jesus said. He didn't come to tear down the law, but to fulfill it. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 reads this way. Glory to God. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Next verse. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen, amen. And if I've had a lot of people approach me with that scripture and say, well, we don't have to tithe because we're not cursed. We're no longer cursed because Jesus took away the curse. And I have to tell them, I said, I beg you to differ. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And that don't give us permission to disobey God's word. Amen. 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 Come with me rather quickly. Let me show you what Jesus says in Matthew's, glory to God, chapter 5. Matthew's chapter 5, glory to God. Verses 17 through 20, glory to God. Watch this, what he says here. He says, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Next verse, glory to God. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Next verse. Whatever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So we see Jesus didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Amen. We must be obedient to the word of God because it's through our obedience that God blesses his children. If we go back to Malachi chapter 3, all the beautiful things that God said he would do, he obligates himself, glory to God, to do some things for us. So as I come to a conclusion, glory to God, God is speaking to two types of believers. He's talking to the tither, to remind them what they have gained. And he's talking to the believer that is a non-tither, to share with them what they have forfeited. And as I conclude, I never close anything because I always say that we never know when God wants to reopen something, so we conclude. So this is what we find in our conclusion this morning. Amen. It reads this way. It says, God desires to bless his children through their obedience. It is our obedience that causes God to move according to what his word says concerning us. Amen. Amen. Before I leave the podium, this is my prayer for you, to those ears under the sound of my voice and to those in social media land. My prayer is, I pray that blessings, favor, and prosperity follow you everywhere your feet travel. It's in Jesus' name we pray this prayer. Amen. And thank you, God. Amen, 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 amen.
Well, glory to God, saints. Let's bless God for that word. That was an awesome word. Somebody say amen, amen, amen. Well, at this time, we want to give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. If you're listening today by way of social media, or either by way of teleconferencing, and you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, Here's your opportunity to receive him. We just want to keep it simple this morning, and we just ask that you would pray this prayer with us so that if you are not saved, Jesus can come into your heart and save you and make you a child of the Most High God. Amen. The scripture declares that no one can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. It says it this way: Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. No man can come into the Father except by me. Glory to God. So bow your heads with me. Or you don't have to bow your heads. You can just keep your eyes open and pray with me. And saints, please pray so that our non-believing friend can have the courage to pray the prayer and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, save me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, be my Savior. Lord Jesus, be my Lord. And let's pray this prayer of thanksgiving together. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into my heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Savior. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Lord. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, if you believe that you've received Jesus as Savior of your life, the Bible says that you should confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Confess that he is Lord. Hallelujah. And you've already believed by way of the prayer, or you've already stated by way of the prayer that you do believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. So we rejoice. Somebody shout hallelujah. That you are now a part of the body of Christ. You are now a part of the kingdom of God. The Bible says in 1 John 5:1, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Amen. So now you consider yourself as God, do a child of his. Somebody say amen. Let me remind all of our viewers and listening and listeners, I'm sorry, that our children's church ministry commits at 11:30 a.m. Glory to God. And they have a wonderful good news message prepared for you today. Glory to God. So we invite you to join them by way of Zoom again at 11:30 a.m. Amen. The meeting ID to join is 832-3475-6582. Again, the meeting ID is 832-3475-6582. And the password is 680-632. Again, that's 680-632. They are ready to receive you at the 11:30 hour to share a word with all the children. You don't have to be a member of this church to be a part of that gathering. You can, wherever you are, just Zoom in and be blessed by the message. Somebody say amen. Well, until next week, we pray God's blessings upon you. We pray God's peace upon you. And we ask that you would do what the preacher asks us to do. Meditate on that word. Become obedient to the word of God. First, you must believe, then you obey. You believe and then you obey. And God will bless you for your obedience according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number, I believe that's 1. Amen. Come on, let's bless God again for the preacher. Amen. And we'll see you next week. God bless you. Amen.